we were up all last night basically trying to find out on Twitter, social media, Instagram, and Facebook what was going on. And we get broke, obviously the news broke about 3 o'clock. Still up near about what's going on. The hotel doesn't know what to do, so it can't release the rooms. We're desperate to try to find flights and accommodation for people. We've got 30 odd, over 30 guests going, 7 kids as well. And we're just trying to find out what we can do. I'm trying to stay positive for my fiance. She's in pieces because she's planned it down to a T. She's organised so much things to happen at the hotel, activities and things for the kids. All the legal pack was through Thomas Cook. The hotel has told us that our day is still booked with the wedding, but we don't know what legal things we need to sign or get done. Trying to figure out what to do. I've had to start group page and chats with everyone to keep them informed. People are grabbing the first flight they can, panic basically, because they're wanting out. But if we don't go, then they're on a holiday themselves without us. The wedding itself was $3,500 plus the wedding package, so it was about $5,000 to that. We've obviously had stag nights, hen-do's, parties, including there's about £2,000 in deposits for things for the actual wedding and organising it. But obviously you've got like wedding dresses, kilts, the rest of the family are probably about $3,500 per couple to go, and there's 30. So you're looking at maybe $60,000-$70,000 of money has been held up right now to go on this wedding, and we're asking people to spend the same amount of money again to go again to book with another company until Atoll pays us back. I mean, and ideally we'd love to wait till we get paid to go back out, but everything is booked for this date, and as you know, everything keeps going on, and we're not 100% secure on whether or not we'll get their date back for another day. So we're trying right now. It's carnage now. It's absolute carnage now. I'm at work, but I'm coming back and forth trying to relay with my fiance and my rest of my family. I'm bombarded with questions. I know as much as anybody else does. We're just trying to continue on. So a lot of money's been held up.